and cosmos and or other things too. You know, or TH actually, you know, we see a world where things are going on and there are these dramas and politics and military and conflicts and corporations and hate there and love there and friendliness, friendship there and enmity there. And we look at it and we sigh, you know, this has always been like that. It will never end, this is how it is here. But then when we look inside ourselves and at our own lives and private lives, you know, with our friends and family and so on, we go through the same thing. You know, do I hate that person or like that person? Do I cooperate or am I envious? And you know, do I want more and more or am I satisfied? And how do I try to get more and more? Or I exploit people around me, even my friends, you know, some they just borrow and never give back. And some they're friendly and they... I mean, this is how we experience our daily lives, isn't it? With ourselves in the middle of that, how do I act? How do I think about others and act accordingly and so on? That is what's important. And then the big world out there with all of us will simply reflect and mirror that. What we, the most of us, or the most powerful of us, think about ourselves and the world and each other. So that is the actual cosmos we live in. And that is why I say change the world to the better by changing yourself to the better. It's as simple as it is.